Hezbollah supporters once again gather in a mass rally, which has become a traditional annual memorial for three prominent leaders who were assassinated by Israel, Sayyid Abbas Mousawi, Imad Mughniyeh, and Sheikh Raghib Harb. Hezbollah's leader Sayyid Hassan Nasrallah began his speech by strongly condemning ISIL's mass killing of Egyptian Christian workers in Libya, saying the Takfiri trend threatens all religions.
ISIL has targeted Islam because those who kidnap and kill innocent people cannot be called Muslims. We consider that confronting the Takfiri trend, military and politically, means defending Islam. And I tell you today that we are proud to be part of this battle in the face of the Takfiris because we are defending Islam.
Sayyid Nasrallah renewed his call for agreeing on a national anti-terror strategy, since Lebanon cannot dissociate itself from the developments in the region. Head of the resistance urged regional countries and nations to join hands in confronting the threat posed by Takfiri terrorists. Islamic Jihad representative in Lebanon told Press TV that resistance groups in the region should unite to face the Israeli threat and its tools in the region.
There is a genuine threat posed by the Israeli enemy, and there is an attempt to manipulate the will and the resources of our people through some groups which Israel has planted in the region and our nation.
Hezbollah's leader also seemed to accuse Israel and the CIA of being behind ISIL's actions.
Israel has the right not to consider ISIL a threat because everything the group has done serves Israel's interests, whether ISIL knew that or not. The hands of Israel and the CIA are evident in ISIL's actions.
Head of Hezbollah hoped that Lebanese factions would reach national reconciliation to resolve differences, saying that the dialogue with the future movement has yielded positive results.
The military operation led by Syria's army and Hezbollah fighters in South Syria against Takfiris brings Hezbollah's resistance closer to the Israeli-occupied Golan Heights, thereby increasing Israeli concern over Hezbollah's growing potential. Hezbollah's resistance seems to be sending signals to Tel Aviv that retaliation for its assassinated leaders is a long process, which has so far been fruitful. Maryam Saleh, Press TV, Beirut.